land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Monday, February 19th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. We have got a full show for you today. Got a MERS news story. After the Trump rally that took place on Saturday, kind of an interesting travel day for Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, the U.S. Senate candidate. She dressed up warmly and stood in line meeting and greeting all of the people attending the Trump rally there in Waterford Township. Got some signatures from a lot of folks who hadn't signed yet for any petition. She then jumped into a twin-engine airplane. It was flown from Pontiac Airport near Waterford out to Muskegon. She then had a volunteer pick her up there. She changed her clothes, put on a business suit, blazer, and slacks, went in and had an event in Muskegon, got to speak there, say hello to everybody. Then staying in the business suit, she got back in the airplane and was flown back to Pontiac Airport so she could go back to the Trump rally when President Trump came on stage at 7 o'clock. She was backstage. This is absolutely, absolutely interesting. Very interesting. The comments that Donald Trump, that has riled up so many of our listeners, so many of our people who are precinct delegates, who participated in electing Christina Caramo as chair back February 18th, 2023 at the state convention. Well, Donald Trump made sure that he was very clear in his comments. He thanked Pete Hoekstra for stepping up and be willing to serve as chairman of the Michigan Republican Party.com website and the 520 Seymour Avenue Street building address. Not MIGOP.org. They've created a new website, Michigan Republican Party.com. Michigan Republican Party.com, folks, shows Hoekstra as the chair at the Seymour address. So if the Michigan Republican Party does own that building, then the duly elected chair, Christina Caremo, had the right to sell it to pay off Ron Weiser's debts. This is very interesting dynamic. Well, there's a story out of Lansing, and I think I know the source, being the former disgraced drain commissioner from Sheboygan County, is the unnamed political consultant that's laying out this theory. Wait till you guys hear this one regarding the upcoming March 2nd convention caucus that's going to be held in Detroit at the old Cobo Hall, Huntington Place. Wait till you hear what this person thinks is going to happen. I'd like to get your text messages, your thoughts about the conversation. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
My name is Todd Spalper. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show, second segment, hour one. Manistee County Commissioner and State Committee Woman, Nikki Kuntz, longtime listener, love Nikki. She says, I'm not buying the Trump endorsement. He mispronounces Hoekstra's name. He says Hoekstra, like hoax, H-O-A-X-tra. But it's pronounced Hoekstra. He also just says he's unbelievable. Unbelievable. That's all he can use to describe. Dave Agerman reporting in for duty this morning. Good morning, sir. Hope your back is feeling better. Dave says, when I see this small man, and I'm using Dave Agerman's text message words, this is not my words, I'm reading this text, and the queer Dennis Lennox working with Hoekstra, it tells me Hoekstra has given up his Christian values, principles. I'll never vote to support Hoekstra. Hope the delegates don't either. Several that support Hoekstra were kicked out of the Kent County Executive Committee for causing trouble, being troublemakers, working for the establishment. Well, wait till you hear this story. This is so teed up for us today. When I saw this pop up, I'm like, man, I know exactly where I'm going after the Trump rally. After I saw, and also, did you guys notice right after he gave the shout out to Pete Hoekstra, he acknowledged immediately Matt Hall. Matt Hall went to Waterford Township to attend a Trump rally. The same Matt Hall who was chair of the House Oversight Committee on the election refused to do a forensic audit of the 2020 election. Matt Hall, how dare you attend a Trump rally? You are an absolute scumbag. Matt Hall would not even allow me to speak down at a joint session between the Senate and the House Oversight Committee. Ed McBroom was chair for the Senate side. Matt Hall was the chair for the House side. Would not let me speak. Downstate Kim, you were there. Patriot Jim, you were there. Matt DiPerno was there. Many of us were there that had actually witnessed the fraud that took place. Would not let us testify. Unbelievable. Well, yes, Dave, your favorite little gay friend from Sheboygan is in the news, but not being quoted. Listen to this. Hoekstra eyes a different convention venue. Deal possible. That's the headline from MERS News Service. The Michigan Republican Party under Chair Pete Hoekstra is expected to hold a March 2nd convention to name its presidential delegates somewhere other than the Huntington place in Detroit, the venue that disputed Chair Christina Caramo has selected. A source close to the situation told MERS. Who is that source? The former disgraced drain commissioner, Dennis Lennox. Then the story goes on. An experienced Michigan strategist. This is what he calls himself. He always says he's a political strategist. He doesn't say political consultant. Political consultant is somebody who actually gets paid by candidates to do something for the candidates. I have a political consulting business on the side to the radio station, and I am paid to do things for candidates, actual real things that they need done for their campaign. But he's a Michigan strategist, experienced, according to himself, said it would be smart to have the convention that Hoekstra wants to have at least 2 hours away from the Caramo convention and do it at the exact same 10 a.m. time. I'm so ticked I can barely talk right now. However, instead of dueling conventions, actually it's a caucus. You guys got this all wrong. This is not a state convention. This is a state caucus. This source said it's likely a deal will be worked out beforehand. You want to bet? You want to bet, Dennis? I can guarantee you there will not be a deal worked out beforehand. Christina Caramo, we will have the caucus at the Huntington Place in Detroit. Though Caramo continues to declare herself chair, Caramo doesn't have the support of Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump, nor the Republican National Committee. Rob Steele, this is on you, buddy. You had the ability to tell Ronald Romney, as the only active member of our national committee, because Burden's living in Tennessee and no longer active, I believe. She may be, I'm not sure. But if she is, this is on Kathleen Burden and Dr. Rob Steele. You should have told the RNC and Rana to stand down. Do not have your lawyer come out with your opinion. Because we, the people, the grassroots that elected Christina, we really don't care what you think. We don't care about what the RNC thinks, your attorney. We don't even care what Donald Trump thinks. See, I think this is four boards, folks, of chess. Like I said, I can play chess with four boards stacked. Four different games going at the same time. If you've never done it, you need to try it. Start off with two boards, then add a third board, then add a fourth board. And if you really want to make it interesting, use a timer, where you only have like 30 seconds or a minute to make your move. You talk about working your brain. Donald Trump's using a four chessboard strategy. What's he got on the bottom? The foundation? The grassroots. He's got we the people. He's got Brian Panabaker, who he called up on stage at the 22-minute mark of his speech. Saw Brian in the crowd, had met him backstage, got him up there, made him take off his hoodie and his jacket. UAW Workers for Trump. That's Brian Panabaker's group. He said, we're going to vote for this guy just like we did in 16, like we did in 2020, and we're going to do it again this year in 2024. This guy will get 85 million plus votes. So many votes, they won't be able to cheat to beat him. And Chuck Trump actually, I couldn't believe it, hugged Brian on the stage and said, actually, he was pretty effective. He was even better than me. Check it out if you haven't seen it. 22-minute mark. Well, Caramo is ignoring the RNC, Trump, and Hoekstra. She's holding her caucus for named delegates to go to Detroit. But here's the question posed by the reporter and the little slimy, experienced Michigan strategist. What would be the point if only the Hoekstra delegates are going to be recognized at the national convention in Milwaukee? Okay, first of all, I don't believe any delegates, hardly any, are going to go to Hoekstra's caucus. The reason for it, every single county I've talked to are sending pro-Caramo delegates to Detroit, maybe outside of Genesee County, which I witnessed with my own eyes, cannot believe the rhinos running that county. But that's going to change. According to federal filings, Huntington Place was paid $3,308 to reserve the caucus rooms, even though six of the then presidential candidates paid $20,000 each to have their names on the ballot. Well, Kalamazoo County Chair Kelly Sackett, I'm not sure, is she part of the DiPerno coup d'etat? This Kalamazoo County Chair Kelly Sackett, I don't even know who the heck she is. She could be duly elected by the people, but I don't remember. There was a big brouhaha in Houghton Lake about Kalamazoo County. She says, quote, "It's my assumption that the RNC is going to recognize the convention run by Pete." What convention? They keep using the word convention. This is not a convention, folks. This is a caucus. This is being run just like the Iowa caucuses, district by district, 13 rooms. This is not going to be a situation where we're all in one big room like we usually are at the Lansing Civic Center with the big screen TV behind the podium. That's not what this is. We're not going to be sitting in our seats surrounded 13 stupid stand-up placards. We are going to be in 13 separate rooms. There's no gavel or one single podium for Hoekstra to walk in and take it out of Christina's hand. She's not even going to be running the caucuses. The district chairs are. Dare Rendon's running the first district, being the new chair of it. I'm going to be her parliamentarian and sitting next to her. I'm going to have the Roberts Rules of Order book. I'm going to have the guide. I'm going to have the study guide. I'm going to have everything ready to advise her as to parliamentary rules to run the district caucus. I think with me simply sitting next to her as her parliamentarian, I think we're going to have probably one of the smoothest, fastest first district caucuses ever. I'm going to do everything I can to make it fast. I want to go to other rooms. I want to see what's going on in Genesee County's district, the 7th and the 8th. I want to see what the heck's going on down there in Kalamazoo area. Well, this past Thursday, every county Republican Party in the state held a county convention at 7 p.m. Some started them later, like Genesee at 7:48 p.m., they had to make calls to get their rhinos down there to name delegates to go to the March 2nd. Again, they keep saying convention. It should be caucus. At which delegates to the national convention in Milwaukee will be named. Trump is expected to record a clean sweep. Nobody is going to be voting for Nikki Haley. She's dropping out after South Carolina anyway. But the grand wizard of the KKK, Adam DeAngeli, a longtime Washtenaw County delegate and host of his small little tiny Rescue Michigan live stream, said if the Caramo delegates show up at Hoekstra's event, it would be a concession that Hoekstra is the chair and Caramo is not, said Adam DeAngeli. Adam, you are an absolute idiot. First of all, where is Hoekstra's convention going to be, quote unquote? And nobody's going to go to it. You might end up with 40, the same 40 state committee members that voted to remove her. They might show up. Over 1,000 will be showing up in Detroit. We'll get into the rest of this story. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.